Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is April 22nd, 2024. Denise Salcedo has the night off after traveling back from AEW Dynasty St. Louis. But I would really encourage you guys to check out her channel. We did a great post show over here for AEW Dynasty, but she and Reg did some stuff today, and I'm sure she's, well, I know she's got great scrum footage. She always has the best scrum footage. So please go show Denise some love. We gave her a bit of a night off. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Please comment below if you're watching after the fact. I'm trying to generate some more conversation there. But if you're here live on youtube.com/Fightful, get in your super chats and humper chats. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air. We've got unique insight to these things. We break more news than any wrestling website out there. We got more free news than any wrestling website out there as well. Just a plethora of options in which you guys can support us. I want to thank our moderator, Luis, for helping out as he always does. But we got lots of stuff for you guys. FightfulSelect.com. I thanked you guys yesterday. I want to thank you guys again. We hit 15,000 total subscribers. Now that is paid and free, and we have posted a whole lot more stuff on our free tiers of late. But if you subscribe to the free tier, you also get a look at the headlines that are on the paid tiers, and you can decide if you want to make that investment. And it's something that's been really cool. Now we've had more paid subscribers before, but we are the first wrestling property in Patreon history to ever hit 15,000. So I want to thank you guys so much. It is not lost on me that you guys support us, whether it be Fightful Select, Super Chats, or just your time watching the shows, retweeting posts, reading articles. I want to thank you guys so much. There are not a lot of wrestling only platforms that have started since 2016 that are still in business and operating well. There's a handful of us. So I want to say thank you guys to you all for supporting us the way that you do. Hope you guys check out some of our great interviews from this weekend. MXM, the former Maximum Male Models, Man Swa and Masse, they went to Uganda last week, and I talked to them about it for like a half an hour. We've got Steph DeLander this week, and we've got Tiffany Stratton that's going to drop on Friday. So hope you guys will also check that out. We would greatly appreciate it. But like I said, if you're here, get a super chat in, get a humper chat in, leave a thumbs up. We have a new Raw Women's Champion. Well, or it's World Women's Champion. It could go really to any brand. And that's sort of the beauty of the situation that we're in. The draft happens Friday. I'm still a little bit torn on whether or not I'm going to go. It's in Cincinnati. I'll be in Cincinnati the night before for the Bengals draft, for the Bengals draft party, rather. But we're going to have plenty to talk about as well. But let's talk about this episode of WWE Raw. I want to know what you guys think of all of this. There's a lot to get into. Damian Priest comes out, cuts a promo. He is interrupted by Jey Uso. I mean, this is your world title program set up for Backlash. Now, obviously, Damian Priest is carrying the load here. Cody Rhodes had the night off. Who else had the night off? Finn Balor, who we reported signed a new multi-year big money contract, has re-signed with WWE. But Damian Priest, Jey Uso had their interaction. We saw JD McDonagh get involved and accidentally hit Damian Priest. Right now, this program isn't necessarily on fire, but Damian Priest is on fire right now. And that's what I'm looking at, and I'm going, okay, now while Jey Uso might be a little one-dimensional at the moment, I think that Damian Priest is not. Damian Priest, in the absence of Rhea Ripley, is making it abundantly clear that he is the king of the Judgment Day, that he is leading Judgment Day, that he's going to lead that charge, so to speak. So I thought this was a good way to at least get some heat on Judgment Day and make Jey Uso look a little more street smart, so to speak. But I want them to do something substantial next week, because what I imagine is that this Friday and the upcoming Monday, they'll make the picks, and then they'll say, hey, after Backlash, these go into effect. Jonathan Corona says, Sean, in your opinion, who do you think WWE signed? Like any AEW talent, when their contracts are up, who do you think they will sign? Well, I think they would try Ricky Starks and Hook, very, very obviously. I feel like Britt Baker would be somebody they'd be interested in. But yeah, I think that those would both be guys that they're interested in. We got the King and Queen of the Ring video, which will play into Gunther's promo in a bit. But we had Awesome Truth defeating DIY. I got to be real. I thought there was a serious opportunity for DIY to win the championships here. Good match, as you would expect. But I thought that Awesome Truth got the titles effectively to move them on to somebody else. Also, I'm told that the tag team titles look much better in person, these Raw sets of titles. Those SmackDown tag team titles, though, oh boy, how beautiful did those things look? Those are some of the best looking new belts that I have seen in a very, very long time. After this match, Awesome Truth picks up the win. Truth is massively over, as per usual. And I see somebody saying Truth is too over to lose. Yeah, but I mean, that Truth is massively over. I feel like this was all designed to give him his WrestleMania moment, although I do think it was somewhat minimized by the fact that they had two of them. But at least Truth got like the final pulling down of the title belt and all that stuff, and he got that shine. After this match, DIY, so Johnny wants to shake hands with Miz and Truth because it's babyface, babyface. But Ciampa is like, nah, man, I don't want to. Now, we are about to talk about another tag team split shortly. I don't need to see DIY splitting as well. Because what I have seen is that WWE doesn't necessarily book Ciampa and Gargano that great individually. And we have watched them get more over and more over and more over as a team. Now, I have no doubt that these two guys are capable of getting over on the main roster as singles guys because they're both supremely entertaining. We've also got a Ciampa interview in the can that's a lot of fun. But I also think that I feel like them getting a little bit of an edge and maybe doing something more like The Way is something that could maximize returns on them. Because they can both do that very, very well. Jonathan Corona sends in a super chat and says, Sean, do you like WWE doing another international pay-per-view like Scotland, Germany, and Canada? Do you see AEW following them and doing international pay-per-view? And do you like NXT doing pay-per-view in the Apex? Oh boy, do I have some thoughts on this. Okay. I am all for WWE doing international pay-per-views. I love it. First off, I love afternoon pay-per-view wrestling. Love it. So France, Scotland, all that stuff, I am completely in favor for. Even the Australia stuff. Like, I didn't mind. I didn't watch it as it happened. I woke up at like 11 and then watched it because I slept in that day, buddy. Then we did our review later on. I like that. And also, it enhances, I don't want to say maximizes, but it certainly increases your global reach. And I'll give you a good example. I didn't know what little foothold that I had in the UK until I appeared on WrestleTalk in Quizlemania. I had no idea how little the Fightful Impact was there. Then you go over there, you do something for that audience, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, this, you start to see more super chats that are, you know, in British pounds and some international currencies and things like that. WWE wants to globalize their brand, and that's a great way to do it. And the audience is still going to watch in the afternoon. And if they don't, guess what? They're going to watch later that night. They're still going to watch the shows because you've got a hot product right now. AEW, I mean, they already kind of do. They already do international pay-per-views in the UK, and I believe they did one in Canada, maybe. But if not, I would like to see them do more. Upon first instinct of UFC Apex shows, I don't see the point and I don't like it. Now, when I want to give credit to WrestleVotes for reporting this because they reported it a while back and people I talked to in the company hadn't heard of it. However, listen, I am a very casual MMA fan now. I covered MMA full time for years and years and years. Nothing will make you a casual MMA fan quicker than covering MMA. You know how we bitched about all the 8-hour WrestleMania shows? That's every Saturday if you're covering MMA. You're strapped in for 8 hours. I have not sat through one of these UFC Apex shows since the pandemic. They are some of the most lifeless, boring, like heartless shows because it's effectively a small warehouse setting. Now, with WWE, maybe they'll switch it up a little bit. But to me, I'm like, well, maybe they just wanted a different visual setting than the Performance Center. Maybe they wanted to make it like an on-location ticketing package thing. And they wanted to do it. And somebody says, but that's UFC. Yeah, that's UFC in which that facility was designed for, friend. Designed for. Now, also, most of the fights there have no stakes, no value, really anything like that. So I'm hopeful at least WWE probably recognizes this. They're not dumb. They know what they're getting into here. They're aware of the criticisms and all that. But UFC remain like continuing to do shows there. It's very odd. Like if they're doing this as like a visual setting change, then I'm okay with it. Cause I have long said that AEW or WWE, as this person says, that's not what I meant, Sean. FFS. Well, listen, I don't care. I don't care what you meant. That's what I meant. UFC, the actual audience designed to be there, they don't seem to like it. But I see what you mean there. But I have long wanted AEW to do like Hammerstein Ballroom or, you know, the Globe or something like that. Like I loved it when TNA did that. If this is that, them doing like a little bit of a refreshing change for scenery, I'm okay with that, but we'll see how it goes. Honestly, I think they could probably sell like stupidly expensive tickets for the very, very limited audience there and probably do a decent amount of money. Mall of America, that too. Man, that's kind of on my bucket list. Like I still got a few things that I want to do in wrestling. I'd love to work a show there. Pavement Cut Your Hair says, how long till Hunter poaches the SGW roster? Shout out to our friends at Soft Ground Ugandan Wrestling. Corey David says, since Finn's deal, do you expect Seth, Drew, and AJ to re-sign? Yeah, I think Seth will re-sign if he hasn't already. I think Becky might look at her options. I think Drew might look at his options unless he is going to be offered an incredible amount of money. Jonathan Corona says, Sean, last question for me. I think some of us want to know who are Def Rebel. He's not going to lie, they have bad taste in music. Like WWE should go back to Jim Johnson and CFO. But when does Def Rebel contract end with WWE? I've been asking about the Def Rebel thing. So from what I understand, AEW wants to keep Mikey Ruckus long-term, as they should. CFOs broke up. We did a story on FightfulSelect.com about that quite a while back. Jim Johnston's in his 70s, guys. I see an awful lot of people that are like, bring back Jim Johnston, bring back Jim Johnston. I'm like, bro, he's 72 in a couple months. What type of slappers you think 72-year-old Jim Johnston's cooking up? He's been out of this game for 7 or 8 years. He was phenomenal in his time, a legend, should be a Hall of Famer, should be a Hall of Famer. But I mean, he was largely phased out 12 years ago. Should he have been phased out 12 years ago? I don't know. CFOs were hit or miss, man. Like they had some slappers, some absolute slappers, but then they also had some very uninspired stuff like the Dean Ambrose theme where it was just a loop, a loop, a loop. Luis notes that one of the members of Def Rebel is a 2-time Grammy winner. Man, I'd hate to see what else was nominated in those categories. Oh, man. I think one of the better Def Rebel themes is actually Santos Escobar's. That's a pretty good one. EO is very good, too. I don't know who did that one. CFOs or Def Rebel. But they ain't good. They ain't good. Gunther comes out for a promo. He said that he has been carrying around the weight of the Intercontinental Championship for 2 years and has a huge target on his back. And now what he's going to do is enter the King of the Ring tournament. Hell yeah. What this shows me is that a guy who has held some prestige and made a championship prestigious wants to be in the King of the Ring and wants to win the King of the Ring. And that's what I like to hear. Tell us how important it is. And that's what they did. They told us exactly how important it was. Gunther entering this is crucial. Because one of the absolute top dogs in this company said, that's what I want. It's important to me. You know that Intercontinental Championship that I had for 2 years? I did everything I could with that. And now this is what I want. This is the next step up. I like Zeno Hour's suggestion of Josiah Williams doing WWE music. I don't know like if he produces like guitar type music and all that. I think they should have like a lot of people doing it. Heartless says Jim Johnson is a Playboy Cardi fan. I found out NASCAR legend Mark Martin was a Gucci Mane fan. Hell yeah. B-Sweet says, I bet Jim Johnson can still cook. Yeah, I wouldn't mind him being back for like a couple things, but I don't need him back for everything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that. Don't need that. I'll tell you what you guys need. NordVPN.com/Fightful. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Tim Weinbrenner says, AEW might think about doing an event somewhere like the UFC Apex. Maybe it won't look as empty as some of their recent crowds. Like, Tim, don't know if you watched last night's show. Don't know if you watched last night's show, but that joke doesn't hit quite as well after last night's show, of which WWE talent were telling me that they watched and really loved. Pat Faruga says, to do the job, you have to be comfortable producing in any genre. Def Rebel clearly have experience in only one or two different ones. Congrats on 15K. So New Day ended up taking on Imperium and getting the win. So, man, this feud has gone on forever, it feels like. I'm about to look and see how long specifically this has went on, because it felt like this was never ending, but this was very clearly the end of that. Like, I'm looking, damn, man. Kofi Kingston versus Ludwig Kaiser, Jey Uso and Kofi against Imperium on January 1st. So it's been going on quite literally the entire year so far, 4 months. And, you know, sometimes you got a four-month feud. That's okay. That's all right. This is one I don't know if we needed to go on that long. But New Day get the win, and that is because Vinci and Kaiser are splitting up. Gunther sort of scolds them for losing. And Woods even said that they fought them too many times. But at least, you know, New Day ain't breaking up. They're staying together. They're going to continue to do their thing. I think Xavier Woods should probably like defend his crown in the King of the Ring. But Gunther walks away. He's dejected. He's pissed off. And you could tell from a mile away what was coming. Ludwig Kaiser turns on Giovanni Vinci. And this was a really, really well-executed turn. I don't know what the future holds for Giovanni Vinci, because he feels like on NXT he might be able to reinvent himself and do something. Solo, I don't know how that would work for him. Like, will they have a program now? Will they have him as a singles guy? Will they have him in the draft? Will they move him to NXT in the draft? Because, I mean, if they immediately draft him to NXT, well, guess what? You can have the blow-off on Raw next week or SmackDown or something like that. But, man, Ludwig Kaiser did great here. You had a bunch of producers that were out there that were trying to keep him from this attack. And he's like, yeah, okay, no big deal. Then he sprints down the ramp, runs all the way around the ring, and then continues the ass-whooping. Oh, for a brief moment, I thought, okay, this is it. Imperium has split three different ways. Then Giovanni Vinci Ludwig Kaiser walks backstage, told Gunther that he'd get it done. Got a little smile out of Gunther. It's a very satisfying thing. I've gotten a few of those in interviews. It's satisfying when you can make that guy smile or laugh. I feel you. I feel you, Ludwig Kaiser. I feel like Giovanni Vinci in NXT, especially like with his older NXT character, like he can finally do that and maybe make it work. And I think he would cook in NXT as well. I thought he did really well with it. Jonathan Corona says, Sean, last question. Well, Jonathan, first off, I want to say thank you so much for supporting us so much tonight by the way of Super Chats and Humper Chats. It is really, really appreciated. It says, now all of us are fans of NXT. Question, when does NXT go back to being on the road, like in arenas instead of the performance center? So I think that when they feel like it'll be a profitable venture, when they feel like that traveling with their trucks will be worth the gates that they get and the cost to produce it on the road, I think that's when they'll do it. Otherwise, they feel like producing a stage show for the rights fees is just the method that they'll do. They like being in the PC. They got everything there. People are centrally located. Do you run into the same fans? And is it tough to get people over there sometimes? Yes, it is, because they do see a lot of the same things. But It is very handy for them. Hey guys, stop speculating or suggesting somebody get released. That's gross. We don't do that here. Line Drive says, I know they've been teasing it for a while, but I still think Imperium's blooding up is dumb. Same with the idea, a fan idea of Dragunov being added. Ilya should be like a John Wick for Gunther. I love Ilya. I do think he'll drop the NXT title soon, but I think you got to see how Ilya will work on the main roster before immediately thrusting him into like, okay, here you go. It's Gunther. It's Gunther, this guy, because Gunther right now is looking to ascend. I don't know if Gunther is in the, hey, let's make somebody else type of thing. Like, I don't know if they're in that line of thinking for Gunther right now. I mean, Gunther just had 2 years as Intercontinental Champion, is over massively, and is probably going to be over even more and headed towards like the top of the mountain, I think. I mean, probably not world champion, but competing for it. Like, he and Cody are such a natural feud based on their Royal Rumble history. So I think that's probably a good course of action there. Drew McIntyre comes out. He declares for King of the Ring. And again, very important that somebody... Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buddy of such incredible stature is like, I want to be king of the ring. Vic says, ballsy move promoting Clash at the Castle during Drew's segment, assuming he's still not signed for it. Are they pretty confident he'll stay? They're hopeful he'll stay. Eddie says, Drew has to be re-signed low-key, similar to MJF and AEW. This is... his promoting Scotland in June. See him winning and pulling a Summer of Punk. Let me just... look at the camera right now. There have been a few situations where I've had to say this. This isn't the same. It's not the same. MJF was playing it up as if he didn't re-sign. Drew McIntyre does not mention his contract on TV. He might post a little cute little picture or something like that. It is just the research we've done. They didn't approach him till last month. That was likely a contributing factor to the former EVP of talent getting fired, was the fact that he didn't approach Drew McIntyre until way late in the game. And now Drew McIntyre is a few weeks away from his contract expiring and has all the leverage in the world. It's just not the same. I promise you, it is not the same. Could it turn into something very similar? It certainly could. But as of right now, it's just not the same. Sheamus interrupted. He called Drew McIntyre dumb because he let some social media squabble ruin the finish of his story, which was to win the world championship in front of people, because that's the only thing that Drew has been whining about for years. And then Drew said, banger after banger after banger. Looks like to me it's been burger after burger after burger. Damn. So for those that don't know, Sheamus last week was getting fat shamed on the internet. He made jokes about it, but listen, I think it was just kind of an optical illusion. Is he in the shape he used to be? No. But also he's in his mid-40s, man. He just came back from a vicious neck injury. And then you see him in his regular gear tonight, as opposed to the tightest possible compression shorts, because that's what Venom does. Venom produces MMA gear. And you see him tonight in his regular gear, and you're like, oh, it was kind of an optical illusion. This was a great segment. Eventually Nakamura came out. But Apex says, Sean, if you were a betting man, does Drew re-sign? Yeah, I would say so. Here's the thing. If for some reason Drew McIntyre tests free agency and signs with AEW, can we all agree, even if he signs with AEW, he should still take shots at CM Punk every single week? I think that we could all agree that would be sufficiently hilarious to watch. And that's my only real motivation for wanting him to sign with AEW, because he's killing it in WWE. But I think that would be appropriately hilarious if he kept doing that over there. But I think he's going to stay with WWE. Heartless says, Sheamus X Whataburger collab, LFG. Come on, man. Volob says, that said, burger after burger was a great line. Yeah, and Sheamus was fine with it, so I've heard. We'll have notes on WWE Raw on FightfulSelect.com. There are so many people that are already like, no, that would be lame. No, it'd be hilarious if he still took shots at Punk while he was in AEW. It'd be so great. Dakota says, I would love a Drew Sheamus match at Backlash for a buy in the King of the Ring. I don't want any buys. I want just full-on tournament. I would love a 16-man tournament, but I think they'll go an 8-man. Luis says, imagine a segment with Drew and Jack Perry. I thought Jack Perry's return last night was phenomenal. I thought it was really, really good. Sheamus defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. Nakamura was in rare form. I loved that knee drop off the barricade onto the table. But Sheamus picks up the win. And I love how much they played off Sheamus and Drew's history. And, I mean, we are in a position where both men could, you know, test free agency eventually. And I wouldn't mind seeing another match from them. Sami Zayn interview. Interrupted by Bronson Reed. And he says he'll give Bronson Reed a title shot anywhere that he wants. And it seems like he's already moved on past Chad Gable. Because Bronson Reed beat that ass. Petey Williams didn't do his job here. He just let Sammy get his ass whipped. I'm all for Bronson Reed getting this position. And I think that Sammy should say, you know what? I saw you win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And that means you deserve a shot at this. It means you deserve a little something. I think that'd be a good way to put over that. Chad Gable promo. This is fun stuff, man. It was a lot of the, it should have been me, without, you know, the humorous aspects of it. However, he pointed to Sami Zayn winning that title at WrestleMania and hugging his wife. And he said, you know what? That should have been me. That should have been me and my wife. He knew that's the moment that I wanted. And Chad Gable, I think, is an appropriate heel here for many reasons. Like, he got his opportunities to beat Gunther. He lost them. He had his opportunity to face Gunther again. He lost at that opportunity. And then he also had an opportunity at Sami Zayn. He lost that as well. Chad Gable is a very talented sore loser. He's had like four cracks at this thing, right? He's had a lot of chances and he couldn't get it done. And he's mad that not only did Sammy get it done, but that Sammy shared a very similar moment to what he had proclaimed. He called dibs on that moment. You can't call dibs on that moment. You got to earn that moment. And within the context of this character, Chad Gable did not earn this moment. And what he's now doing is passing the blame around to everybody else. He passed the blame on to Akira Tozawa for coming out and dancing. He passed the blame to Maxine Dupree, said that she was pretty as a princess, dumb as a box of rocks. He said that Otis is a failure. He and Otis should have a fun one, man. He buried Alpha Academy. Buried them. But this is the Chad Gable we needed to see. This is what we needed to see out of him. We needed to see him evolve and show some edge. He did great with Shush. He got super over with Alpha Academy to the point where people were saying maybe him for Gable or maybe him for Gunther. And he's killing it. This is a natural progression. Ryan said, with Finn re-signing with WWE, do you expect more announcements soon about people re-signing with the company? I can tell you I have asked for confirmation for some others that I have heard about, but I have not heard back from the company. They wanted the announcement to come from Finn today, and I wanted to respect that.
if somebody wants to announce their own contract thing, you know, we ain't going to lose out on any subscriptions over Finn Balor announcing his own contract. But there are some others I've asked about. I can't really speculate too much on those until I get that information. But I've reached out to some people that I've heard have maybe re-signed. Where's Michael Hayes been? I don't know. I assume he just had the last couple weeks off. He was not on the producer sheets last week or the week before. He was back on them tonight. Dominic Mysterio sidelined, replaced by Santos. Well, let me tell you guys, if you listen to my betting tips for AEW Dynasty, you're in much better shape than Dominic Mysterio. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. I just want to point out, BetOnline.ag, earlier this week, I was asked to give my underdog pick. I picked Roderick Strong. The lines changed, and he became a favorite. He won. I was told, well, what would your backup be? I said, Willow Nightingale. After word emerged about Julia Hart, battling that injury and stuff, the lines were just removed from that. Willow won. And I said, hell, you know what? I'll give you another one. And I said, House of Black. House of Black ended up winning. Elite Biscuit says, Punk beefing with Perry for doing dumb internet shit on TV, then Drew continually referencing internet stuff of his gimmick pops me. Yeah, what's he going to do? I mean, he isn't taking control of the show in that regard. And Drew is an incredible troll. He's so good at trolling. He's so good at that, man. It's taking him to a next level. Steven says Ricky Starks going to WWE will be like Jericho coming from WCW impact-wise. He'll run by Liv, please. Yeah, and I would really like if Ricky would get a top run in AEW. It's been so stop and start with him. And I mean, part of that's because of the Punk thing. He was supposed to have a big pay-per-view match with CM Punk. But it's been so stop and start and inconsistent, and then he's off TV for a month, then back, and then off TV. I want some consistency there. Well, unfortunately, Dom is sidelined. Fightful Select reported last week on our free tier. Please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. The Dominic was sidelined. He would be replaced by Ricochet on the European tour, and he was replaced by Santos Escobar tonight against Ricochet and Andrade. So Ricochet got confronted by Dominic backstage. Dominic had words with Damian Priest and JD because he was like, hey, listen, I got hurt. I already cleared this to Adam Pearce. Santos Escobar is going to fill in for me. Cool. And then backstage, after Ricochet was confronted by Dominic, Liv walks up. And Liv has said to Rhea she's going to take everything she's got. She didn't take the world title tonight, but she gave Dom a look. And even if this doesn't go anywhere, I'm glad they at least did this because people were talking about it after Liv said that. Ricochet and Andrade end up beating JD and Escobar. This was an easy one because, you know, Judgment Day is pulling apart at the seams. There is no Finn Balor tonight. Rhea Ripley is not there and she's hurt. Dominic was there, but he's hurt. They had to have a new team. JD ended up hitting Damian Priest. My God. So this makes sense for them to be in disarray right now. This made a ton of sense for me. Also, Andrade, the video package was just really, really good here. All this made sense to me. Then we got to the main event. Some people are in their feels about this. I want to know what you guys think. Donate a super chat or humper chat. Punks or Punk says, Liv, I'm so sad. RJ says, I think I'm the only Liv fan not panicking. And I think you're in the right here, friend. Nicholas says, I love Becky. Can't help but to feel a bit sad Liv lost here. Joe says, the fact of the matter is, when your top star is down, you give it to your ace in Becky. Brooke says, why does WWE continue to book Liv like garbage? Because I'm so sick of this crap. Brooke, I would be patient if I were you, my friend. I think this is going to lead to even more heat for Liv Morgan. She came out and she was slapping hands because there was a promo in the back. They did a great job with all these. They were showing Zoe and Nia and Shayna and Candace and Indy, who got interrupted by a fight backstage. Also, the Dominic shave your mustache was very funny. That chant was funny. Then Becky takes the mic. She walks out to the ring, cutting a promo. There were some entrances there. Chelsea stays doing her Chelsea thing. She and Piper got a little bit of shine, but Liv comes out and she's slapping hands like she's a baby face. I don't think that's going to be the case much longer because Becky's still portraying a baby face. Heartless says, I'm disappointed that Becky won. Perfect match for a return. Chris Jericho should have returned and won the match. Another belt versus collection. Oh my gosh. So, Easy Breezy brings it up. Liv was cost her match against Nia a while back on Raw by Becky. Then she got runner-up to her in the chamber. Now gets runner-up to her again, but I think this is more important for Liv's character than winning tonight. Me too. Because if she immediately got what it was she was after, I don't necessarily know the long-term benefit of that. With Becky winning, which I'll get to the lead-up of this as well. With Becky winning, you put a little more heat on her. Liv is in the blame other people mode right now too. She thinks that Becky like personally victimizes her. And that's how she'll feel here because she was the last one eliminated. And I think that Liv ends up winning the title from Becky. Quote, the Raven says, so Becky is now super centers? Noted. I don't know what that means. Supermo says, I wanted Liv to win, but there's a story with her and Becky to tell, so I don't have a problem with Becky winning here. I assume Liv wins it soon. She might win it in like 2 weeks, man. Like if they put their match in Backlash, I could see Liv winning this title. And I think that is a much bigger thing, her individually beating Becky Lynch for the title than beating or winning this battle royal. Tony Atkins brings up a good point. What about the words Becky had for Maxine? That I was like, I didn't need that. That was a little corny. I don't need big time Bex, the man, you know, giving a pep talk to one of her opponents. Now, Maxine did eliminate Candace and Indy and threatened elimination on Nia, but ended up getting tossed out. There was a spot where it seemed like they were starting a little something with Piper Niven and Becky, even if it's like a 1 week match. But the table didn't break. Nia kept trying to break it. It just wasn't happening. That spot was not happening. And it gets down to the final three. And it needed to be those three because those were the three. Nia, Becky, Liv. The three women who have been playing second banana at any given time to Rhea and have been appropriately booked or protected or put into featured player spots on the show. So when Rhea, you know, unfortunately gets hurt, you've at least got these three featured players who have been on the show quite a bit. Disappointed they are capitalizing on the Liv heat, says Call Me. Is WWE just not confident in Liv being a champion? I don't know, but it's starting to suck watching Liv constantly be in the final two for every big match, only to lose. I'm a longtime fan of hers. I know you are, but I think that patience will pay off. I think that when Liv gets her title shot very soon, I think she's going to win. And I think that she'll have a more substantial run than she did last time when Vince McMahon was booking. Because boy, did that guy suck at booking her. KE775 says, with you sensing Drew and Becky will consider their options, have you heard if WWE, or they told WWE they're planning to test free agency? I have not been told that, but if I were both of them, I would, because they both have incredible leverage. Unless you get some too good to be true offer, which I just, honestly, I think almost any reasonable contract salary, I think Tony Khan would try to come in over for Seth, Becky, Drew, and probably Finn as well. And honestly, I look at Natalya and I'm like, man, you know who would help out AEW's women's division in a lot of ways? Natalya, from a producing standpoint, a training standpoint, a veteran in the locker room standpoint, a take charge and show some people like things, how things are done. And like, imagine Natalya working with like Anna Jay and Julia Hart and people like that. It'd be very beneficial, but she seems like a lifer. And hey, wherever she goes, TJ Wilson's going too. RJ says, Liv didn't get booed. She's not fully healed yet. I agree with that. KE775 says, have you heard if WWE has made any progress on contracts with Becky, Seth, or Drew? If not, I assume Becky drops the title to Liv in France or Scotland. Becky's deal is up in June, as of now. Seth, the last I heard, they were going to try to work on it. And Drew, they approached last... month. Yeah, it was last month when they approached him there. It was very deflating for me because they went with the safe bet. Could have been more intriguing having a different champion, said one person. I just think that they're going to have her win the title from Becky at an upcoming pay-per-view or the main event of a show. Have you heard why Tegan and Nikki weren't in the Battle Royal? I think both would do well in NXT. Nikki hasn't wrestled in a while. She's been around here and there. I wonder why she hasn't. Like, I miss seeing her. Tegan, I heard she was holding her knee on one of the shows in Europe. I hope she's all right. Update on percentage chance Drew, Seth, and Becky resign. I think Seth probably 85, 90. I can't imagine them letting WrestleMania main eventer go. Becky, I'm going to say 70. Drew, I'm going to say 75.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, quote, the Raven said, I meant Super Cena. Damn autocorrect. That's why the Super Center didn't make a lot of sense. Joe says, rumors abuzz that Becky was on break. Now she's champ. The ace, she is the Jon Moxley in this scenario. Safe to say she re-signed, I would say, right? No, it is not safe to say that she is re-signed. She has often said, she once said to me on the air, I work until I fall apart like a proper worker. The reason she was off after WrestleMania is she was under the weather. She was very, very sick. There were a lot of people that could not believe that she did that WrestleMania match and did it as well. In Simmons says, you know what? Turn Andrade and Ricochet into an odd couple tag team. Ricochet is gaining momentum and Andrade needs something to get over with the crowd. Put the titles on them. Have them feud with DIY. I wouldn't mind them as a team. I don't know what sort of long-term plan they have for Andrade, but I would be in favor of an Andrade-Ricochet tag team full-time. I think that could be a nice contrast. Jonathan Corona, thank you again. And this is the last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats, but please also leave a thumbs up on this video. Jonathan Corona says, let's say Hook goes to WWE. You think we'll see Taz join in since that is his son, since he could be his manager like in WWE? Well, first off, it depends on Taz's deal with AEW. But I actually think that Taz would remain in AEW. I think that he would stick around there. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. But, man, I think that Hook versus Dominic would be a pretty damn good feud as well. Heartless says, John Center should challenge for the IC title. Oh, man. Hey, guys, thank you all so much. I am so glad that you guys joined me. I've been doing more and more of these solo shows. Like, anymore, I don't even look for a fill-in for most of these. I just do them solo, and you guys always show up. You guys help me keep the dead air at a minimum. I know sometimes I trail off and all that stuff, but I just want to say thank you guys for bearing with me. Denise will be back next week. And she, I just want to say, go check out her coverage of AEW Dynasty. She did an incredible job. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I'll go ahead and give you the rundown. Today we had news on Finn Balor re-signing with WWE. Dominic's injury on the free tier. We had the WWE Raw plans. We had, my gosh, what else did we have over there? Oh, we unfortunately broke the news of Von Wagner being released. That was another release that happened along the way. Also, we had details behind that. We also have access to the Discord that is Fightful Select exclusive to subscribers. I'm hanging out there a lot more. I don't tweet as much these days, so I'm over there hanging out. But also, we had the backstage report, and Sour Graps is going on right now. We also have Josh Tolman saying, I was there. Crowd was hype for everyone aside from Santos for some reason. What I will say is our section did boo live. Interesting, Josh. Thank you very much for that. Hope you had a good time at the show. I am undecided on if I'll be at SmackDown this Friday, but if so, hope I see some of you guys there. But until next time, guys, we're out.